And this time we get to hear from the great Kahan, Matithia Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh. Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. If you would be turning over in your scriptures to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. It's truly a blessing to come before the great saints of Yahweh here at the great house of Yahweh and to be able to gather together with all our brothers and sisters gathered from the various parts of the earth who are unable to be with us here at this time. But due to the little bit of technology being increased in these last days, are able to join in with us. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, today the title of my sermonette here is Yisrael shows the way of righteousness. It's you who must make the right choice. And in Proverbs chapter 1, found on page 496, in verse 7, it says, the reverence of Yahweh is the beginning, first requirement, chief part of knowledge. Only fools, turning from what is right, despise wisdom and instruction. My sons, you know, are Yahweh speaking to his sons and his daughters? You know, in these last days, we are the sons and daughters of Yisrael Hawkins. So my children, listen to the instructions of your father and do not forsake the teaching of the law of your mother. They will be like the ornament of beauty on your head and like a chain of adornment around your neck. And we see in these last days that this wisdom is only coming forth from Yahweh's chosen branch, which is what prophecy shows. And if you go over to the Isaiah chapter 8 on page 535, you know, only the voice of Yahweh, the one Yahweh is inspired to bring forth his laws, is the only one pouring out wisdom in these last days. Okay, and if you haven't figured it out by now, you can look right up here. You know, you have Yahweh, Yeshua, and Yisrael. Okay, Yisrael Hawkins is the voice of Yahweh in these last days. Okay, praise Yahweh. And we're going to see here today, if we don't really believe that, okay, if we don't believe it without seeing it, okay, and not just seeing it up here or seeing it through what's going on through the last day's work, but actually seeing it as the prophecies are fulfilled, then we will be accounted as fools, those who turn from this wisdom and despise this righteous education and the righteous way of life, the only way of life. And in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20, it says, to the laws and the prophecy, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Okay, and if you remember in Genesis chapter 1, where Yahweh showed that the earth was filled with darkness, well, just like it is in these last days, it's filled with darkness. Remember, the word darkness means this immorality, this perversion and confusion that we see in the world today. And this is what comes forth from the teachers of Satan, okay, which are all over the internet, the news, the TVs, you know, come tomorrow morning, they'll be all over in their churches and their different areas of worship. And these teachings that they bring are the teachings of their teacher, which is Satan the devil. And if you go over to Yochanan chapter 8, here on page 825, but only Yahweh's righteousness, this everlasting righteousness, is only being brought through his servant Yisrael, okay? Which he is showing us this right way to walk, you know, getting us on that path. And that's what when Yahweh's called us to his house, okay? This is the calling he's given us to be able, for us to be able to understand what is being taught, to be able to understand the words of this Oki. Okay, this righteous teacher who we see is the only one who can get us on that path, okay, which is that straight and narrow path, as Yeshua said, towards the kingdom of Yahweh. Because in the world, and you see it every day, we saw it on the news last week, and you can see it every day in the news, or if you have to do any dealings with the world, you see that their way is this broad way of life, and they go whichever way seems right in their own eyes, you know, and they're actually supported and backed by this evil, adulterous religious system. But in Yochanan chapter 8 and verse 44, Yeshua said, you are of your teacher, who is Satan the devil, and whatever she is, who is your teacher, desires, you will do. She was a murderer from the beginning and remained not in the truth. And this is what we see in the world today. Teachers of Satan going about bringing these lies and this deception to the entire world, trying to get them to believe that they're obtaining some form of salvation or some form of life while leading them in darkness, bringing them to death. Because there is no truth in her, therefore, when you speak your falsehoods, you speak her words, because she is a liar and the teacher of all lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. And it's the same way in these last days. Because Yisrael Hawkins tells the world the truth, shows them their ways, no matter how distasteful or unliked it is, you know, he shows them that their ways are bringing death. You know, it's not just some happenstance that things occur and people get sick and people get these diseases. It's because they've rejected Yahweh's laws. And he shows them in detail which exact laws they're breaking that is causing this confusion. You know, and because of this, they don't believe him. And then it says right here in verse 46, which of you convicts me of sin? So if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? So they actually come against the teacher of righteousness, you know, trying to come against him and saying, well, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, while they go off in their pattern that they've been going on in history for thousands and thousands of years, following this way of God worship. He who is of Yahweh hears Yahweh's words. And this is the calling Yahweh's given us. He's called us to his house that we'd be able to be called by his name, that we would be able to hear Yahweh's words. Okay? And there's only one individual that preaches Yahweh's words. That is the voice of Yahweh, just as was shown for thousands of years throughout history. Yahweh always had a teacher teaching righteousness, bringing forth a body of believers. So he who is of Yahweh hears Yahweh's words. Now you do not hear because you are not of Yahweh. And this is the world. The world does not hear. You know, the articles we've been going over, if you go to Genesis chapter 4, the articles pastor's been showing that some are hearing. Okay, there are a few throughout the world that still have some form of hearing ability. Okay, they still know how to use their ears. And they actually are seeing that, hey, this man, Yisrael Hawkins, is showing what's causing these things. And we've been trying to figure out for thousands of years what are causing the sins, the curses, the affliction that we see so prevalent in the world today. You know, and it spares not any. Just as prophecy said that this would come upon everyone, you know, there's none who are spared from the iniquity throughout the world. Everyone, it affects everyone. You know, just as it said in Isaiah chapter 2, that it would be upon every individual that is upon the face of the earth. And it's even, not even just mankind, but it's even reached into the firmament where it's upon the microorganisms are suffering because of the sins of man. You know, if you remember, Pastor said years ago, you know, animals, and you can even think about the microorganisms, these things don't have a choice to sin or keep Yahweh's laws. You know, they are affected by the choices that mankind makes. And in Genesis chapter 4, you know, remember what the Savior said in Luke 24:25, we're fools if we don't believe all the prophets have spoken. Well, we see here all the way back in the beginning, Yahweh showed Cain here the desires of mankind, the desires of the mind. You know, Pastor spoke last week about the conscious mind. All we have right now is the use of our conscious mind. Well, Yahweh showed Cain here what are the desires of the conscious mind. Here in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7, you know, we see here in 4 verse 6 that Cain was angry and downcast. You know, he probably walked around with a sourpuss look on his face. And Yahweh told him, if you do righteousness, will you not be accepted? Okay, well, now remember, at that time, Yahweh had a voice. He had a righteous teacher. The first righteous priest, Abel, was teaching Yahweh's laws, showing this way of righteousness. Okay, now Cain was angry and downcast because Abel was exposing his sins, just as we see the world today are angry and downcast and don't want to hear, you know, I don't know why I hate Yisrael Hawkins, but I hate that man and I don't want to hear nothing he has to say, you know. And this is the way they are, especially those who are closely surrounding us here. But Yahweh told Cain, if you do righteousness, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do righteousness, if you do not follow the teacher of righteousness, sin is crouching at your door. The desire to sin is with you, but you must overcome it. Okay, so we see the desire to sin is with us, but we must overcome it. You know, and this is for each one of us. Remember, this is the part of the plan of Yahweh given in Yochanan 1 verse 1, that Yahweh would have a plan to build this family, and it's not a family of individuals who wouldn't choose righteousness, okay, or who wouldn't be forced to choose righteousness, but individuals that would be able to freely make that choice of whether they would choose righteousness and the blessings that come from the keeping of righteousness, the following of the teacher of righteousness, or choose sin, you know, their own way, whatever they wanted to do, whatever benefited them, whatever desire popped into their mind, no matter how evil or illicit it was. But Yahweh told Cain that he must overcome this. And if you go back over to Genesis 3 and verse 6, okay, because remember, now Cain, okay, he was of his teacher who was Satan the devil. He was teaching her lies, okay, and he brought this deception to Eve. And he says right, or the teaching came right here where Eve brought forth what Yahweh said to do, what the voice of Yahweh said, that they must not eat of this mixture of righteousness and evil. They must not partake. They must not straddle the fence. They must not be, you know, half righteous and half evil or lukewarm. That they had to be 100% in unity with the one sent. And Satan said here in Genesis 3 verse 4, you will surely not die. Okay, here's our lies. You will surely not die. Now you can do whatever you want and you're just going to be just fine. You know, I got something going on here. I've been doing my own thing and I'm doing just great. For Yahweh knows, or this teacher of righteousness knows, that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be as gods, knowing righteousness and evil. Right, you will be just like the gods who are dying. You see, Satan left that part out there. She didn't say knowing righteousness and evil and therefore dying. No, she kind of, just like the world tries to promote, you know, through their entertainment and their lifestyles, they try to promote an unlawful way of life and make it look desirable. Okay, but they never show you the end result. They don't ever connect the dots and show that this sin led to this curse. You know, the curse just happened, you know, and then they always blame it on, who do they always blame on? Well, why would God allow this to take place? You know, it's the Old Testament evil God that they want to blame it on. Who they're referring to? Yahweh. You know, that he's so great and awesome. Why would he allow this child to have no eyes or no toes or, you know, whatever sickness is beholden them or their families? But we do know that Yahweh has allowed mankind to go their own way. You know, this was in his plan to go their own way. And look here what Eve, so when she saw in verse 6, Genesis 3, 6, so when the woman saw the tree was desirable for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise. Remember, the desire to sin was there, okay? And instead of rejecting it and retraining the mind to choose not to follow that desire, she took of its fruit and ate. She partook of this lifestyle, you know, laid out the pork on the table, put the apple in its mouth, and she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Okay, so they partook of this way. Because they did not reject that desire, that evil inclination to sin, okay, which they knew they weren't supposed to do, okay, it would have been just as easy, as just as she ate of this or partook of this way of life, it would have been just as easy for her to do like Yeshua and said, no, Satan, you get behind me. You know, Yahweh, your father, you must reverence, and him only you must serve. You know, you go back to church. You know, we're going to keep on following Yahweh's righteous teacher. But they did not do this. And if you go over to Colossians chapter 3 on page 926, and it's the same way in our lives, in our minds, in our daily thinking. The same desires pop up from time to time, and pastor's given us the tools, the techniques, you know, printed them on black and white, showing us how to practice self-control, how to control what we're thinking so that we're controlling what we're doing, and so our end results are going to be rewards and not consequences. In Colossians chapter 3 on page 926, the apostle here, he said in Colossians 3 verse 5 through 8, he says, therefore, put to death the evil passions lurking in your members. And if you remember the great priest a couple weeks ago when he was speaking of the attitude of servitude, And the word servitude was one, the definition he gave was one who lacks the liberty according to their passions of their own life. Okay? Where they actually, and remember he said it wasn't a forceful, remember Yahweh is not wanting a way of force. You know, he's not sitting up in heaven collecting lightning bolts, just waiting for us to screw up so he can just blast us to dust. You know, as the cartoons make out and the evil entertainment that comes forth from the world and the way they wrote their Bible. You know, you read the King James Version, you know, and you're trying to hide in the closet, trying to get away from the Creator from being able to see what you're doing, you know. And this is the way the world follows. But Yahweh is not doing that. No, he gives us the teacher of righteousness, the one who is putting us on this right path towards life, okay, who is teaching us to lack the desire of our own passions, you know, to actually put down ourself and this own selfish desire and actually choose to want to serve Yahweh's creation, choose to want to serve our fellow man. But put to death, in Colossians 3:5, the evil passions lurking in your members which are on the earth. Okay, these are not things that Yahweh is going to allow into his kingdom. This is the darkness that we see in the earth today. The fornication, uncleanness, passions, unholy desires, and all greed and covetousness, which are idolatry. On account of these things, that the righteous judgment of Yahweh is coming upon the children of disobedience. Right, Yahweh has a plan, okay, and his plan is coming to completion. This isn't the first error of the house of Yahweh. This is Yahweh's last day's work, okay, and there is going to be no others. This work is going to be the ushering in of the great kingdom of Yahweh, the ushering in of Yahweh's administration upon the earth. And so Yahweh's judgment is coming soon upon those who are choosing to not follow his laws. Okay, this disobedience against his laws, among which we also once walked when we lived in them. Right, we've all been pulled out of this world. You know, some of us were blessed enough to be born and raised up in Yahweh's house. And as Pastor said a couple weeks ago, you know, that's something really to grasp a hold of and not let go, because it's right before us. You know, you just have to take hold of it. But many others, you know, those who are a bit older, you know, were pulled out of this system of confusion. You know, Yahweh actually called us to his house to be taught how to walk, how to live, how to dwell, that we would be able to be, you know, peacemongers, those who bring peace to the world, those who teach and promote peace, that we would be these teachers of righteousness. But now, you must also put away all these from your mouth: anger, rage, malice, blasphemy, and filthy language. And we know, you know, the abundance of the heart, the mouth truly speaks. So if these things are coming out of our mouth, you know, if we have an immoral tongue, which is promoted by this beastly system, you know, we can see that there's work inside that we have to be doing. We have to get into the books, you know, be studying these techniques, you know, and just to read the words on paper, you know, or take the books and like lay them on your head and do some kind of a, you know, those things won't do anything for you, you know, or you get them from the office and they're all wrapped up and it's like all shiny and man, I don't want to open it. You know, that won't help us. You know, we have to study, okay, to actually read, to understand, read, to apply. We have to believe the things that we're reading, which is to put them into action in our everyday lives. You know, every moment we're constantly thinking and dwelling on the laws of Yahweh, on the teachings that Yahweh has brought us, so that we can receive that end result of rewards. Okay? You know, you remember the steps of self-control, that you have to control your thoughts because your thoughts lead to feelings and your feelings lead to actions. And if you're making the wrong actions, it's going to lead to consequences. You know, but Yahweh's house, through the teachings that are coming forth from the one sent, from Yisro Hawkins, is leading us to control our thoughts, that our thoughts would lead to righteous feelings, and that our righteous feelings would lead to righteous actions, and our righteous actions would lead to rewards, always to rewards, that we will not have to suffer the curses of Egypt. You know, that we would not have to backslide back into this system of confusion. If you go over here in Colossians chapter 3 here on page 927, in verses 9, 12 through 15, and 17 and 22. In verse 9, Colossians 3, verse 9, it says, "Do not lie to one another, since you are putting off the old man with his practices." Okay? So remember, we just read about what comes forth from our mouth. You know, if the attitude of servitude is not proceeding from the mouth, then the attitude of servitude is not dwelling in our hearts, it's not dwelling in our members. You know, these things have to come forth from our mouth, you know, which is, and it can't be a bad act. You know, you can't be putting on an act, taking acting school and think you can act your way into the kingdom. It really comes from studying and believing what we read and learn, from believing the words of the one sent, from believing the voice of Yahweh. In verse 12, Colossians 3:12, therefore as the elect of Yahweh, okay, and we are seeds of Yisrael Hawkins, who is the elect of Yahweh, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, just as Messiah forgave, you also must forgive. Okay, you can't always expect that someone's going to ask for forgiveness. You know, you remember Yeshua said, forgive your brother seven times 70 if necessary. You know, it didn't say after he asked or begged or plead, you know, that you forgive him. We have that mindset of, you know, not allowing others' actions or interactions to affect the morality we're trying to instill within our mind. You know, to not affect you. The perfect example, just as Yeshua was the perfect example for his disciples and set this righteous example for us, we see that perfect example brought forth in these last days. That no matter what Satan tries, what she brings up against Yahweh's house, what it might look like, you know, outside of these gates or on the news, you know, pastor's mindset is always, and it always remains steadfastly firm on that straight and narrow path. You know, he's not looking back. He's not looking to the side to try to find a exit ramp to, you know, go hide in a corner. He's always on that straight and narrow path towards the kingdom. And that is an example and a building for us that we should always remember so that we don't try to get off on the next exit ramp or, you know, jump off the wagon, as the saying goes, you know, trying to find something better or jump out of the frying pan, you know, into the fire. You know, we have to remain steadfastly on that path towards the kingdom, which is the way that we are being led. And verse 22, Colossians 3:22, servants, obey in all things your rulers according to the flesh, not as men pleasers when their eyes are upon you, but as sincerity of heart, reverencing Yahweh. And if you remember, we read in Proverbs about the reverence of Yahweh. This begins with following this wisdom, seeking this wisdom, not being a fool, listening to the instructions that do come forth from Yahweh. And if we go over here to 1 Kefa, just go over a couple pages here to 1 Kefa on page 958. 1 Kefa chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. You know, we have to remember that Yahweh chose us to be here in his house. Okay, he called us to his house to become just like he is. Okay? And when we came here, when every one of us came here, there's one thing guaranteed. When we all came to Yahweh's house, okay, whether it was, you know, the great campus, as they say in the news here, that we have today, or it was way back in the old days where they might have been in a tiny trailer or a living room or up in the press room, you know, one thing is that when we all came to Yahweh's house, Yisrael Hawkins was there teaching. Okay? Yahweh called us to his house, to the righteous teacher, to train to be teachers of righteousness. You know, and that's not something that we're going to be able to change, nor should it be in our minds at all. If you ever have that thought pattern, you know, that you want to change who your teacher is, you know, you got to try to purge those things out. Pastor says in the sermon we're going over today in workshops, on page 148 of the seventh book of Israel, part 2, he says, he's talking about the teachings he's bringing. And he knows 99% of us are getting it, but for some reason he can't reach some people, okay? And he says, you've got to believe the one sent. And he says, even if your mind is so clogged up with parasites, and if you're thinking that way, you know, that you can go, somehow you can get around the administration of Yahweh and sneak into the kingdom, well, the Savior said that we'd be cast right out. You know, we'd be found out and cast right out. So if we have that thought, you know, it's probably some kind of a worm that still hasn't purged out, you know, and pastor says, he says, cleanse, you know, cleanse and rid your bodies and don't go back to this way of life here. He says, keep on preparing to cleanse your mind. You know, as you cleanse your body, you cleanse your mind to try to get these things out, because these ideas should not be popping into our mind. These things shouldn't be coming up And if they are, we have to recognize them as Satan's attempt to try to drag us back into her system. You know, I mean, because she's, think about it, she's pretty mad. You know, Yahweh's building a kingdom, an eternal kingdom of priests. You know, and she's just trying to wreck it. You know, she's a house wrecker trying to just wreck the house. You know, and if we're obeying the great priest of peace, well, she's not joyful. You know, so she's got to try to put these ideas and these thoughts into our mind to try to get us to disobey, to try to get us to puff up with pride, not want to be a servant. What, me? No. You know, pastor here in the children's book of Israel here, you know, he's got the face there. You know, that's what everyone tries to do. They try to cover your mouth with their hands. You know, servant, serve people. No, that's not what this system's about. You got to get an education, become rich, you know, become one of the great gods. You know, you can die at 40, maybe 30. You know, it's really exciting. You know, the ways of the world truly bring death, you know, and prophecy is so clear in these last days. The prophecy is being fulfilled. You know, you don't have to do any special reading or anything. You just take a newspaper, you start reading through it, and it's like, as Pastor said, you can start putting these things together. The prophecies just jump right out, one after another, that Yahweh's plan is being fulfilled in these last days. But in 1 Kefa 2, verse 9, he said, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that you would show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into this marvelous light, who were in times past not a people, but are now the people of Yahweh, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." You know, Yahweh has shown the mercy to us to call us out of this confusion, that we would be able to hear the words of life. You know, and out of billions and billions of individuals on the face of the earth, only a few actually hear the words of life. You know, everyone else is caught off, and you see how subtle and crafty and tricky Satan is. You know, if you think about even just the books, you know, the books are written in black and white. They've always been written. You know, our books are pretty fancy, probably compared to some of the old writings and the scrolls and stuff. But everything was always, history was always written, and people always learn from reading. Well, nowadays, you know, just like Pastor said today, you go out and ask someone about what's occurring in Egypt. You know, you go ask them about some of the sins in the world. Huh? What's that? What's Egypt? Where's that? You know, I don't care about that. Did you know what's on at 7 p.m.? You know, people, pretty soon, they won't even know what a book is, you know, because they're kind of just doing away with those things. Everything's tablets and touch screens. And a book, what's that? You know, oh, that's what the old people used to do, you know? And so it's so easy, you know, with technology, it's so easy. As Pastor said, the Catholic Church always wanted to change the writings and the teachings, and it's so easy for them to do so in these last days because no one reads history. No one studies history. You know, for 50 years, entertainment came forth 50 years ago. Well, nowadays, everyone's brain-dead tube watchers. You know, that's all they know how to do is turn on the TV. You know, and I guess they're getting so clogged up in their brain, they don't know how to do that. So they make things where you enter the room, the TV just comes on because they don't even know how to turn it on anymore. You know, and mankind's truly lacking this history. And quickly, here's the, write this down for your notes. In Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 19, Yahweh says, "See, I have set before you this day life by righteousness and death and destruction." Okay, life comes forth from the teachings of Israel Hawkins, who is bringing this everlasting righteousness. He's showing us this way of righteousness. It's us who must choose to follow this way. And with that, if you will please stand. Yahweh bless your understanding. I'll turn it over to the great priest, the great Kohan, Zephaniah Hawkins.
Welcome, everyone. Please be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We have, of course, news as we do every week, almost every week, and this is a escalation of the situation in Syria with supposedly a chemical weapons attack, and no one's really sure, but we start out with a CNN story where supposedly even Russia is calling on Syria to give the inspectors access, and sometimes they put words in Russia's mouth when they're trying to sell something, but one of the things that Putin said, which I couldn't get this on the video today, but he said if the U.S. is not planning on attacking, why are they sending more ships into the Persian Gulf? And, of course, the next story tells why, because the U.S. is planning on attacking. They're getting ready to attack, but they're not going to make the decision to attack. And that's on the CBS News story that's next. And it says that the Pentagon is making initial preparations for a cruise missile attack on Syrian forces, but President Obama has not yet made a decision because they're waiting on this determination as to whether or not Syria or the rebels actually launched a chemical attack. And then the last story is, the news story is Lindsey Graham discussing Egypt, and he talks about how where we're headed with this, and it matches what Malachi Martin wrote in his book, because he says the next place we're going is Algeria. And he says the Brotherhood will go underground and Al-Qaeda will come to their aid, and then there'll be an armed insurgency, not just protesters, within 60 to 90 days in Egypt. Egypt will become a failed state, gas prices will go up, and what he says is it's an absolute disaster in the making, and usually these guys are right. And then we're going to have a judge who speaks out for and in defense of the peaceful solution. So let's play the video. Everyone, please stand. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins.
Yeah, that's better. Okay, you ready now? You ready? Let's go. You may be seated. Yahweh is opening may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Yahweh is opening some great doors to the house. As I said last week, it's kind of a mystery of how all this is spreading, getting out to the public, but they're beginning to pounce on all of our articles and wanting to run them in their papers. This is really great news for the spread of the message. And this is not the only meeting going on today. We have meetings now pretty much all over the world. Where we do not have priests or leaders in out there, we have the internet, of course, that a person can go on and, of course, invite friends to listen. In the Civic Center, they email me a picture of what's going on there. Now, if you can't see it really plain, but the people are coming in to get the cards and the booklets there, the Peaceful Solution books to end wars. They're pretty much lined up, grabbing them off of the table. Now, of course, that's just one of many now, one of the many meetings that we have going on. The newspaper article that they turned it into a newspaper article was a letter, an open letter to Al-Qaeda, where I was offering them, or Yahweh was offering them, the peaceful solution to end the wars. It was taken lightly by a lot of people, but get this now, 66,584 newspapers have already run that article, that letter. That's in America. I didn't even know there's 66,000 news agencies in America, but they are. Now, the one on health, they also grabbed that up and ran it. The scientific research proves accurate. The health laws in the Bible would stop all cancer. Well, this was kind of a small run, but this was 20,188 newspapers that grabbed that article and ran it. Over 19,000. Now, right behind this, in today's news, they handed me that just a few minutes ago and said, this more proof. Scientists pinpoint root cause of 30 common cancers. The scientists have identified signature mutations that drive tumor growth in 30 of the most common cancer types. The term, the team analyzed more than 7,000 tumors and identified 21 distinct mutational signatures and the cancer types in which they occur. Each cancer has its own, it's its own type of cancer. The type of cancer has its own signature. And the scientist can read, see these signatures, and they know that's, that comes from a certain mutation. Now, a mutation that I've talked about for probably 25 or 30 years now is where things are forced together. They would not ordinarily breed, you know, like cows and dogs, they don't cross with each other. Cows and horses don't cross with each other. Now, you have the same thing in the microorganisms, but you can force these to cross under certain circumstances. One of the circumstances in which you can cause these cancer cells to cross is STDs. STDs brought about by fornication, adultery, bestiality, and sodomy. These things Yahweh says don't do because they will cause these tumors, tumorous growths in your body. Now, that was written by Moshe, but it was even written before Moshe. Well, now the scientists are finding these things out, and they say all cancers are caused by genetic mutation. Genetic. That's where the father, grandfather, great-grandfather does something to cause a cancer. That cancer goes into his seed. That seed is passed on to his son or daughter. Goes into the daughter. She's born. The daughter or son is born with that changed gene. These things change the gene. It's part that becomes part of your makeup, part of your genes. Your genes identify you. It's a signature that identifies you. And once that change is made, you are under a different classification. And of course, you're carrying death with you. So once that gets in your genes, you're carrying the death with you. And when you have a child, you pass that death, that piece of death, on to your child. That's what they're saying here. Explained in Oki language, but you should be able to understand what I'm talking about. You don't get away with sin. Well, science is now proving this, and this article that, this letter that I wrote, that they turned into a newspaper article, shows absolute proof. It's just what I said in the headline. Science now is proving. They're giving absolute proof that the laws in the Bible are 100% correct, and by following these laws, you could actually stop all cancer. Well, it was interesting. It was interesting to 19,188 news media, and they ran it. All cancers are caused. All cancers. Now, what have I been saying to you? All diseases are caused by STDs, or at least 99% of them. There may be 1% caused by eating food, unclean food, but the most of it is caused by STDs. And they're saying it. All cancers are caused by genetic mutations. Our understanding of the causes of mutations is in most cancers is remarkably limited. Come back and listen to my sermons again, please. And you'll have a better understanding of what causes these mutations. What causes it? Yes, the cause is there. It's shown to you. I've shown it to you over and over for 25 years now or more. This study allows us to pinpoint the root genetic cause of tumor development in common cancers, and in some cases to identify the biological process that damages the DNA. Do you hear that? It damages your DNA. Fornication, adultery, bestiality, and sodomy, they damage your DNA. You send that damaged DNA to your offspring. And that child is born with death in his body, starting with death in his body. This may or may not be a great case to back it up. I don't know how many of you recognize that man right there, but his name is Bo Biden. He's the son of the famous politician who is now in office. Bo Biden is in great shape after biopsy for brain mass. He's in great shape. He's got a mass in his brain, but he's in great shape. It sounds like the Pope, doesn't it? Sound like the Pope with all of his lies. You know, everything is just A-okay. All you need is faith, he's saying. The two popes, they're both saying the same thing. All you need is faith now. You know, everything's going to be all right. You know, yeah, we're getting ready for nuclear war, but just have faith now. Well, that's what they're saying to him. He just underwent a complicated biopsy of a brain mass at the MD Anderson Cancer Center last night in Houston. NBC News has learned. You can read from that it's likely that there was a tumor or some kind of tissue left behind from this mass that was biopsied. This could be mad cow. It could be most anything, you know. But it could be caused. By STDs, or it could be caused by something else, but I'm thinking it's probably STDs that's passed on, and of course they don't realize they're doing these things when they do it. They don't even think. They've never been taught. That's the reason. They've never been taught what they're doing when they commit these sexual crimes. And as I brought out in this letter, you know, what's the difference in shooting a person with a gun, shooting your child with a gun, or shooting your mate with this deadly poison that goes to your son? It's murder either way. And we're going to continue our murders, aren't we? And we won't repent of them. Not until 4/5 of the earth's population is wiped out before we'll see the quartet repent and stop their murders that is getting built up right now in the Mediterranean, like the great Stefania Owens Hawkins brought out. I believe it was Putin made the statement, if the United States is not preparing for war, why are they putting all these warships in the Mediterranean then if they're not preparing to attack? Well, this is the scientific knowledge now that's coming out, and it proves what the Scripture says, that the laws would, if we would start keeping those laws, we could turn this around. We could stop all cancers. We could stop all wars. The newspapers that are getting these, pastor of the House of Yahweh published detailed article on why almost total destruction is near. The this one comes a peaceful solution now. Character Education Incorporated repeated offer to bring a halt to teen violence. This was run. And some pretty great newspapers, I mean big size newspapers, ran this thing. Consumer Re-Election. This is a Seattle Post. This is the Seattle Post, a huge newspaper. Watchlist News. First one was Character Education. Brings a halt to teenage violence. Seattle Post, Peaceful Solution, Character Education. The Watchlist News, Peaceful Solution, Character Education, repeats offer to bring a halt to teenage violence. The Houston Chronicle, they tell me that is a large newspaper. Has a large distributorship. They ran the Peaceful Solution article. WordPress, Partners for Integrity magazine. This ran the article on character education, but they went further than that, and they put our whole website on their website. And it's there right now. Yes. So you can see, as the judge said, I thought that was pretty great, this judge, yes, that the judge is wanting to push this this Peaceful Solution character education in spite of critics that have called her. I don't think they're calling her anymore. I think they gave up. but she's still pushing. She says she's not going to give up either. Blog Zone, the Peaceful Solution Character Education Incorporated, repeats offer to bring a halt to teen violence. Peaceful Solution Character Education claims their program is available and ready to be implemented in every existing school, after school, and in home programs throughout this and every nation today. And if that were not enough, they taught a workplace program, a parenting program, and early learners, and get this, rehab prison program to stop repeated offenders. Israel Hawkins repeats this problem won't go away by itself. We need to teach character traits, and we need to start now. Now. That's what their newspaper said. They'll probably get attacked, but maybe they'll stand up to it. I hope they do. Ben Zinga, I just picked a few of these. There's, like I say, there's over 6,000. Peaceful Solution Character Education Incorporated repeats offer to bring a halt to teen violence. I don't know what what their audience is, but I didn't see it readily. See it, Houston Chronicle, same one to stop teen violence. Houston Chronicle, Watchlist News, same article. Partners for Integrity magazine. This gives the total newsletter here in theirs, and they're the ones also that put the Peaceful Solution website. Peaceful Solution Character Education Incorporated repeats offer to bring, that's Stop School Violence, the Peaceful Solution in response to the Trayvon Martin tragedy, the Peaceful Solution Character Education. Y'all have read that letter, I think, already. And Pastor of House of Yahweh publishes detailed article on why almost total destruction is near. This is Abilene. Boo. Wow. Uh-oh. look here. They put that there in the article. Can you see it? Yeah, this one is in Abilene. I better not name it. Oh, boy, that's great. We shut off news from Abilene when they rejected it. And they kept, after that, they kept calling us for interviews. We said, no, thank you. We gave you interviews. You twisted them. You lied. You took out things and added things that we didn't say. And should we continue to give you any news? Not until the day you repent. No. Which is not going to be long now. This is not going to be long because, they're going to start seeing real soon. They didn't want their blessings, so let their blessings be taken from them. Pastor of the House of Yahweh publishes detailed article on why almost total destruction is near. It's tea time. I'm told this is a large, they have a large following. It's tea time. The heart of Virginia, this is an ABC. This is an ABC network. The heart of Virginia. This one, SN, Site News, they put the picture on the front page, I'm told. Let's see. Detailed article on why the end is near. Sardusky's pastor of the House of Yahweh publishes detailed article on why the destruction is near. Okay, now that was just a few of them that I thought might be hold some interest because they're very large newspapers, and that was the mutations. Got to keep those separate because I've got to use those in articles also. I want you to remember the two witnesses of Hillel, the two witnesses of Hillel. You know, Yahweh has two witnesses. Well, Hillel has two witnesses, two popes, and their statement in an 82-page statement. Now, they said, there's no contradiction between the Catholic faith and the modern world. Well, that is exactly what they're teaching. You know, whatever you want to do, that's what God wants you to do. And this has always been their stance. Now, there's been people, of course, when this religion was, when they kept trying to push it in and trying to get rid of Yahweh's laws, there were people, of course, who rejected it. And Daniel shows there was 10 major religions. And, of course, the little horn, the worthless religion, which you're reading right here, this right here is a worthless religion. It's worthless because it offers nothing to you. Just go on in your sins. That's what they're saying. Just bring us your money and let us continue behind closed doors doing what we want to do, and we won't bother you behind closed doors doing your sins. Now, this is the whole thing. It's a worthless religion that offers nothing. It doesn't have salvation at all. Constantine, it's always caused trouble. Always. The Pharisees were having trouble. They had kings guarding the people, and they didn't like it when a king started having trouble among the people or among the religions. But the 10 main religions that grew rapidly and controlled Israel, and then they branched out and started going to other territories and building colonies and churches on every hill, as the scripture says, the prophet said. Of course, they were condemned by the prophets of Yahweh as a worthless religion. But Daniel showed there'd be 10 of these, and then Constantine, Daniel showed that there'd be another one called the Little Horn that would actually grow and become mighty among them. And then he would pluck up three religions and take them with him to Rome. So the four of those then. And of course, this little religion, too, is owned by the Herodians. And the Herodians were the wealthiest people on the face of the earth. And they are the ones that paid the armies to go out and get the loot, to take it away from the people who had it, and to bring it back to Jerusalem. Bring it back to them, with which they took a share of it and paid the army for doing their work. They all had jobs, and they loved the jobs because they enjoyed sin, and they could immunity. They could, if they died in battle, they'd go straight to heaven, they said. And that's what they're saying now, you know, whatever is the world agrees with, well, we're all for it. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And of course, what they're doing is living in sin, getting ready for almost total destruction. And Yahweh says they won't repent. This is in Revelations, and he says they won't repent of their murders. They won't repent of their wars, their worship of demons. This is demon worship. This is Hillel worship. That's why they are Hillel's two witnesses. They're not Yahweh's two witnesses. Yahweh's two witnesses, Yahweh says, will teach his laws. They don't teach his laws. The Catholic Church has never taught his laws. But now, remember that Constantine said he took out the name Yahshua, took out the name Yahweh, and he told the people, he said, you will worship. This is in the catechisms of the Catholic Church. I think the Pope is sorry they put that out. He said they were going to have to do something about that book. The wrong ones got their hands on that book. But anyway, Constantine, they admit in the book that Constantine took these two gods. He thought it was one god, Zeus and Krishna, and he said, you're going to worship this one God, and he named it Jesus Christ. That's the English form of it. And then they removed the name. They removed the name before that. Even in Yeremia's day, they removed the name Yahweh and started trying to force the people to forget the name Yahweh. But now the little horn from Daniel, remember, he plucks up three of those religions, and the army stands on his part. He fights against the laws of Yahweh, which is what the two popes are doing today. They're fighting against the laws of Yahweh. He moved these four religions to Rome, but that didn't stop their problems. They still had the uprisings because of some rumors that a woman started. Her name was Nora, and Yahshua gave her a few things to talk about, And of course, all of these things started in religions, and each one of these religions carried the work, some of these works of Yahshua, along with his name. And so they kept having these terrible uprisings. And they're saying, you know, that you're preaching a false doctrine. So Constantine was just trying to straighten out a problem. Well, he's still trying to straighten out a problem. And the articles I have here and another stack about that high shows the Roman Empire that the Pope is trying to resurrect. And he's trying, I want you to remember this as you see the affairs taking place, that the great Kohan Safanya was trying to show you in the news here today. But as you see these unfolding, know this. It's the Vatican that is behind this. And when they, if their hopes came true and they were able to take over the whole world, all nations, they still would not have peace. They didn't have peace when Constantine was in office, and they ruled the whole world at that time by force. But you cannot get loyalty from force. And this is the big problem. That's the reason Yahweh says you must volunteer. You must volunteer to be absolutely righteous. Don't go out on your own righteousness. Here are the righteous laws that you must follow. And you can't, if you searched the rest of your life, you couldn't find one thing wrong with any one of those 613 laws. It's just not so. The Ten Commandments are the greatest laws you could ever hope that your child would live by. And of course, that's what we are teaching the children to teach. And by the way, teaching your children to teach, I want to get this in before this sermon is over. This Feast of Tabernacles, we want to try to open another door to a younger group. I think the 4 and 5 year olds, boys and girls. If our carpenters, if we can just get them to get in high gear, you might pray for them. They tell me I'm overworking them now, but we've got to have some school rooms finished. I remember the schoolhouse where I first went to school, and I would that we could just go and duplicate that one. It worked really well, the best I can remember. But of course, we moved later to a larger school, and it kind of lost its friendliness in that larger school. But I want this, the House of Yahweh School, to be friendly. I want the children to love to go there. I want it to be the greatest experience there is that they could ever have in their life. The teachers are being trained now. They'll be introduced to you at the feast. In fact, they'll be bringing some sermons during the feast. Girls and boys, they've been training to train children. They've been training to teach children. And several of them are ready, and several of them are straining at the bits, wanting to teach. And they're ready. They're ready. Of course, they'll still be training after they get in school too. They'll still be taking their own training, weekly, monthly, but they'll be teaching what they learn. And that's what I want for everyone. It's really not enough for you to just, learn something. If you just keep it to yourself, that's the most selfish thing you could do. If you keep it to yourself and don't share it, if you don't use it to teach others, it'll quickly disappear from your mind. And you know what's going to replace it? Satan will find something to replace it with. But now, if you do what the scriptures say, and I'm telling you things that the prophets talked about and the apostles talked about, And right now, there's dozens of scriptures running through my mind. Which one do I want to use? The apostle said, when all of you should have been teachers, you still have the need that somebody teach you. So you're really not learning this way. What you should have been doing, as another apostle said, you know, you should have been teachers. Now, if you'd have been teachers, if you'd have learned this, that the seventh day is the Sabbath, and you teach others that the seventh day is the Sabbath, the apostle said, you're teaching yourself also. The seventh day is the Sabbath, and if you break it, you're sinning. Now, we have people who learned this, and then they got hung up and they said, well, show me where the word Elohim is evil. And now, who they said this to, I don't know. But, and then I will come back and start keeping the Sabbath. So what that fool, this is foolishness, you know, and you think, well, what occurred to your intelligence, you know? I mean, you had more intelligence than that before. When you were teaching this, you were teaching the Sabbath and why it should be kept, and you're sinning if you don't. But then this person is going to keep sinning till somebody can convince him in his pea brain that where his mind has escaped, his thinking, his similitudes have escaped his brain now. So the confusion has set in, and he can't, as Yahshua said. Now, if you get to this point, then the last estate of you will be worse than before you came here. So not only will all of this leave you, but it will shake off the dust of their feet. It will shake off the dust of its feet in your face when it takes off. So you're going to be left with an empty head. You're going to be left with a confused mind that's saying, I'm going to keep on sinning till you can prove to me. Well, so I'm not going to come there and let you prove it to me anymore. So where does this put them? Where does this put them? Eternally out of the face of Yahweh. Just like Cain. And all the world is following the way of Cain. But teaching, the scripture, the prophet show, learn it in order to teach it. That's the reason I tell the people, bring pencil, notebook, your book of Yahweh, make notes, but don't just make a note and throw it aside. That's as bad as learning that the seventh day is the Sabbath and never teaching it. Never teaching it to yourself or anyone else around you. Well, our priest and priestess, they teach the Sabbath. And they have vowed to Yahweh that they want to teach it throughout all eternity. And I praise Yahweh. And Yahweh says that they will. He says, my seed are going to teach the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, that it's that we become a servant to our people, as Yahshua showed us on that day, that we take our position in the house of Yahweh, that we do all of our work on 6 days, all of our work on 6 days, but the seventh day we dedicate that full 24-hour period to Yahweh, working in Yahweh's work, serving others. And that's what we're going to be teaching throughout all eternity, because that's what Yahshua taught us. But your the conduct, you need to conduct yourself now according to the way Yahshua conducted himself. Remember, I must be about my Father's business. I've got to be about my Father's business. Well, what is his business? His business is the house of Yahweh. The work of Yahweh that's now reaching the entire world. The first of this work was passed out in a trailer park. I see children sitting here from the parents whom I gave the first newsletter. in the trailer park back in the 60s. Isn't that amazing? Somebody told me the first time they saw me that they can remember, I had a uniform on, a policeman's uniform on. I just got off work, and I had come, and they had a water leak or something under their sink, and it was my uniform. It wasn't anyone else's. I owned it. I bought it. I owned it. I took care of it. I washed it and so forth. But anyway, just wanted to explain that. I wasn't working when I was on duty doing this. But I was fixing a water leak under a sink, and they walked in on me, and I was in their house, a rented house, which Yahweh put me in the rent business years ago. And that's how he blessed the work of Yahweh in a service to others that I was pleased with, because it was a service to others. We had affordable housing in Abilene, and the people would call us. We didn't even have to put an ad in the paper. They would call us almost daily, wanting to know, what have you got to rent? And most of the time, we didn't have anything to rent, but we could tell them, you know, well, we've got somebody moving out on so-and-so date. And so it was actually demanded by certain people that we furnish this housing. It became that important to them. And, well, Yahweh made it that important, because the money from that rent was what built this building right here. Yes. and so he blessed it quite a bit. But the person said, she walked in on me. She was a little child, just got out of school, came home, and I was laying on my back with my and fixing a sewer line or something. and she said something about her parents, and I asked her something about, did she know that Yahweh was the name of the Creator? And I did everybody that way. I did David Verner that way. And he knew it. And I said, do you use it? Well, no, I haven't been. And I said, why don't you join me and let's get to pushing it? Well, of course he did, and we've been pushing it ever since. But it's great when Yahweh says, my children, my offspring, and my seed. Will the words that he puts in my mouth, they won't depart from the other person's mouth. They're going to be teaching them. And the people that teach, the apostle said, you teach yourself also. So become a teacher, yes. Learn, but be able to teach what I teach you. Put it down in a way so you won't forget it. And then teach others the same thing. And don't ever stop teaching others. Come this feast, we want to open the doors, hopefully schoolhouse doors, if we could get the buildings built. But each teacher will have their own classroom and their own class, and they will be fully prepared to teach. But this feast, we want to make friends with these. The teachers want to make friends. The teachers are wanting to make friends with the students this feast. Before they start the class, they want to be friends. They're wanting to make friends with the students, 4- and 5-year-olds. That will start now. So we'll have a day set aside for that. It's gonna take quite a bit of time, but they're gonna make the child feel welcome, and right now they're studying ways to make that child feel really wanted, let them know that we do care about them and we want them in the kingdom and so forth. And this, praise Yahweh, and this attitude, and this lesson, this character is going to be taught throughout the school year, daily. Every time the teacher opens his mouth, this is what's going to be shown, the teacher, his and hers. both boys and girls, young men, young women. But I want everyone to get involved. This, you know, you can't just stay non-involved. You've got to get involved. No one can work in Yahweh's work on his own. You've got to get involved with the work that Yahweh ordained, and it's got to be approved. You can't just go out on your own to do it. Yahshua says you won't make it. You've got to have Yahshua with you, and he won't be with you if you go out on your own. Prayer. We got problems, the same that Moshe had. Yahweh will handle it. Yahshua said, ask and you will receive. Now, the work of Yahweh should be the most important thing in your life. So, I'm going to tell you the field that in which we're suffering right now, and I want you to remember and pray and show concern to Yahweh, because this is his work, and when you pray for this that I'm fixing to name to you, then you'll be praying for Yahweh's work to succeed. And just, we're getting a lot of people that want to be here, and they're from all countries, and in just one country now, we had, from just one country, 51 of 58 people that have already applied for a visa, they were denied. 51 of 58 people were denied. Now, that was just one place, one location. There'll be 7 people from that one country that will be here, Yahweh willing, but I want the rest of them here. We've written a letter to the president asking him to intervene in this and let our people go. It would not hurt at all if you contacted your congressman, your senator. We will help you with a letter. Or we could do it by emails. We have the emails and addresses of every senator, every congressman of every state of the union. We can give you those. I think you should tell them about the character education program that is going to be taught this feast, the seminar that is going to be held. And today of all days, we're getting ready, and the news knows that. The newsmen know it. The countries know it. They know we're going into nuclear war. We know it. The prophecies foretell this. At this time, the people need character education more than anything on the face of the earth. There is still time if enough people turned to Yahweh and demanded peace, demanded righteousness be taught instead of this hogwash that the popes, the two witnesses of Satan, are putting out to the world. That's what they are. They're standing up for Satan. Every scripture in the Holy Bible tells you that they belong to Satan, and whatever Satan wants them to do, they're going to do. 1 John 3:4-8 tells you that those people, the Pope, all of his cardinals, everyone who does not practice the laws of Yahweh belongs to Satan, the devil. The Pope not only does not practice the laws, he teaches against them. And he tells you, go ahead and do what you're doing. That's what the Catholic Church wants you to do. Sure, Satan has been wanting you to do that from the very beginning and has told you so, and the Bible tells you so. Now, you can follow this man to hell if you want to, or you can repent as the apostles tell you to do. In Acts 3:19, you can repent and turn to Yahweh. You can have protection through this mess that the Pope is causing and is going to cause, which are the nuclear wars. You can have protection, Yahweh says, from this. Now, everyone that Yahweh, that Moshe offered this protection left Egypt. They left Egypt and they went to Abilene, where they learned the laws of peace, joy, love, and protection. Yes, protection was offered to them. And Samuel told them, if you want Yahweh's protection, then get rid of these gods that are leading you into sin and death. That's 1 Samuel 7:8. And Yahweh said, this is the same demon worship, the same God worship that they brought out of Egypt with them. Yes, Christianity came from Egypt. And the little horn, when he became so famous with a big army backing him, he brought that. He was just merely teaching Christianity. And that's what Constantine taught. Well, these people now, we got people all over the world now that's wanting to come to this feast. They're seeing us on the internet. They're seeing us on television. They get mail from us. They're staying in contact with the house. But I thought, when I saw this figure, you know, only 7 people allowed out of 51. So I said, well, give me some information on this. Well, they said every one of these 58 people that applied, they were up to date on money. They had bank accounts. They had businesses. They had means of livelihood that would bring them back to their country. They would go back to their country to take care of their business. There was no reason at all for them to withhold their visas to keep them from coming to this seminar. But they did it, and it was the American embassy that did it. So I want you to pray, but I want you to do your best to get involved and contact your congressman, senator, or so forth, and ask them to intervene to let the people come and learn at this seminar that is going to be offered here at the House of Yahweh in September. We only got 4 weeks left. We got 3 weeks to the Day of Atonement, I believe, and 4 weeks to the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. 4 weeks. So work fast. Don't say you can't do it. If you really, truly want to, and you're not capable, we'll make you capable. Come and let us help you. All we need is your signature, if that's what it takes. Or you can write your own. But this is one way you can help and tell them to let our people go, as Moshe did. Now, I know that Pharaoh probably won't do it, and I know that they're probably going to get in deep trouble. I know that Yahweh is very strong, and he's very determined, and his prophecies, he's going to bring those prophecies to pass. So people who get in his way and try to stop this, they're asking for a big headache, I can tell you for sure. He doesn't give up. Yahweh does what he says he's going to do, and this is what he says is going to take place. So why do I want you to do this? I want you to get involved in this work. Show Yahweh that you care for fulfilling his prophecies, and you can do it right now. This is a job that I've given you to do, and this will help right here. It'll put your name on the record as saying that you want these people to come learn the peaceful solution. You've learned it yourself. You know it will help them. And we need more people with this education. The reason people are at war is because they've been taught war. Let's teach them peace. Let's teach them health. The reason people are sick all over the world, the doctors are making them sick. Yes, they're making them sick. They're teaching them to put a Band-Aid on a cancer. You know, keep letting it grow. Don't get to the cause of it. Well, now they know the cause. They say they don't know the cause, but we have told them the cause, and they got that from us. I know they did. They don't have sense enough to do it on their own. Yahweh told them 25 years ago what was causing the sickness and disease. And he tells them what causes it. He tells them what makes the mutation. He tells you what you can do to turn it around. If you still don't have sense enough, call me and I'll tell you personally on the phone. Any scientist that wants to call me, I'll tell you exactly what to do to find the information. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services over to the next speaker. I love you.